Welcome to the KNEL Radio Podcast, your podcast for news, sports, music, and talk radio. KNEL Radio Podcast is your resource to local news and sports from the heart of Texas and the Texas Hill Country. Join us weekly for Hillbilly Hits radio show highlighting traditional country music and artists. And At Home with Debbie Rule, a talk show about home, family, and relationships. KNEL Radio Podcast, making a difference in your life today.
Regular session, and we are honored this morning to have the McCulloch County Judge, Frank Truehle, with us this morning. Good morning, Judge.
Good morning, Lynn. How are you this morning?
I am well. I'm well. You're looking good?
Well, thank you.
Got a great tie on there. You like your tie?
A little colorful this
morning.
A
Texas tie. I got the Texas Lone Star and the red and the white and the blue.
Well.
No doubt where you're from here.
I thought it might match our redistricting meeting this afternoon. So
that's right. What time is your meeting?
2 o'clock.
And redistricting, do you expect, I guess all the counties are really probably going to have to redraw the lines.
It sounds like it. I know Mason has. I hadn't talked to the Menard County judge, but it just seems like it would be very similar in our areas.
You would think so. Is there a number of a population that each one of the precincts is supposed to be a target for? How many people are in that precinct?
Well, that's what we're going to learn today. This will be the first meeting.
Okay.
It had a 10%, I believe, was a population change. If it's 10% or above, then you would be looking at redistricting. And we were at 16, so.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
You're there. The population changed. But overall, did the census say the population went down in the county?
I'm not sure. Again, I think we'll hear
find
everything this
yeah.
afternoon, and I'll know a little bit more.
One of the things I mentioned that, as we've talked about here on the air, we had Representative Murr on because McCulloch County is moving to District 53 in the State House of Representatives. And the deal there was that each House district needed, the target there was 194,000 for it to all work out evenly so that all districts have basically the same population, 194,000. And, of course, the county can't be in that same situation. Your boundaries are fixed. It's however many people are inside the county line.
Exactly. A lot of difference in those two.
Well, redistricting is, if I recall from past years, it gets kind of tedious because you're talking about going down a fence line this way and for, 20 yards and having to jog over someplace else because you're trying to make things even out. You want the same number of people in each precinct.
Correct.
And that's the sort of bottom line objective. And that is the city of Brady sort of evenly divided, that comes in, and they all sort of, there's a part of Brady that's in each one of the four?
That's my understanding of it. Yeah. When you look at the lines, there are nothing straight about the lines
no,
at all.
No, never so. Is. Never are. And that's when it gets into the arguments about where you're at. But in Mason County, I understand there's the possibility it may affect, move some commissioners' precincts around.
It could. They're supposed to have the same meeting we are this morning at 9.
Okay.
And I was hoping to call Judge Bearden after that and just kind of see what to expect.
Okay.
And then, of course, ours will be at 2. So.
Same group. Allison Bass, is that the?
Correct.
Okay. Well, we're excited, And if I recall, the sign-up filing period, when you can sign up to run for office next year, starts this Saturday.
Yes, the 13th, I believe.
Do you have to run this time?
Yes, I do.
Okay, because of the, you're just filling out the remainder of the term.
Correct. There was just right at 2 years left on Judge Spiller's term, so.
Okay, so you'll run to fill out the remainder of the term. You're filling out the term now?
Correct. I'm filling out the remainder of his term now.
Okay. Okay. But you will be on the ballot.
Yes, I will be
Your
on the
seat
ballot.
Will be on the ballot.
Correct.
Okay. Well, we'll ask you, do you plan to run?
I do.
Okay.
I do. It's been very challenging on a lot of different levels, and definitely my knowledge base has increased tremendously.
Yeah.
But it's been a very good experience all the way around.
Okay. Well, very good. Always glad to see people running for office. I won't wish you ill, but we always love contested races.
It'll be interesting.
Yeah, it will be. It will be. Well, let's talk about what the county commissioners meeting met yesterday.
Yes, it was rather short. Had just a handful of items on the agenda. The first one was just with the buried fiber optic cable. They've been approaching us on different ones, I guess, if it has to go through parts of the county roads and so forth. And this one was no different than what the others have been. Also, we talked a lot about Christmas and Christmas lights.
Christmas is coming. It's not that far away.
No, it's not. And the city has been wonderful every year helping make our courthouse look good. And Mr. Joe Solis, I think he is the head guy in charge on that. And we just wanted to place that on Commissioner's Court, get that approved, and it was. And then the Brady Kindergarten through fifth grade, they come and sing Christmas carols, and that'll be on December the 16th.
Yeah, they do that every year, and it's great. Come down, sing carols there in the courthouse. Try to get all you guys in the Christmas spirit.
Yes, and I think it's pretty much all day long.
I think that's right. Come in and out. Buses keep showing up all day long.
One other item that was new to all of us, and every county, I guess, was the adult sexual assault response teams. That was an item that was mandated by Senate Bill 476 of the 87th legislature. And we're in the beginning phases of that. We hadn't learned just a whole lot about it other than we had to have one in place. And then we had to pick our team members. And they have to have a meeting, I think, by December the 1st. So that was the urgency of getting this on the agenda.
The team members are basically, they're specifying the kinds of jobs these people have. Is that basically it?
It's how a lot of the positions intertwine with,
right,
with a, say, a victim or an arrest for an offense such as this.
Is this team, I guess I missed a little bit of, the team comes together and gets involved once there has been an offense, or is it to try to prevent it in the first place?
Well, the way I understand it, this was enacted to help make sure no cases slip through the cracks.
Okay.
I'm very pleased with McCullough County and how they've investigated crimes throughout the years. I don't think this was anything in regards to how we operate, mm-hmm, but maybe in the bigger cities, the bigger counties where there's so many crimes, maybe there's more of an issue there.
Well, it could be, and I'm just supposing here and presuming that it is sort of part of the idea is to make sure that sexual assault cases are dealt with, and they're dealt with expeditiously and properly.
Correct.
It's not your normal, it's not a robbery. It's very serious.
It is.
For the people involved.
Any victim-type crime,
right,
carries a different degree, in my opinion. And that's what I believe this was geared up for.
Okay.
Looking out for the victims and to make sure that the perpetrator doesn't go unpunished.
The kinds of folks that are going to be on this team are?
There's definitely some that are have-tos, and I'll read through this. The chief administrator or the chief administrator's designee of a sexual assault program that provides services for the county, and then a prosecutor within the jurisdiction in the county over the cases involving sexual assault committed against adults. And that was an interesting thing with this as well. We've already got a similar, I don't know that you would call it a program, but it's a process in place dealing with children victims.
Mm-hmm.
But this specifically deals with your adult victims.
Okay.
And then basically your chief of police, and then the sheriff, and then either a nurse examiner or a forensic examiner that conducts sexual assault type exams for our county. And then if that's not in place, then a representative from your largest health care provider of the county. And then also it says a behavioral health services provider operating within the county. And then if there's other people that the presiding officer of the response team thinks is necessary, they can also add additional people as well.
Okay. So this is being set up. It's being set up in every county, as a matter of fact.
Correct. And that was another thing. They said that we would have a choice between doing one locally or if we wanted to join a regional program. So there's been a little bit of talk. Judge Bearden said they were considering possibly a program within the judicial district. As you can see, there's with these people involved, just like our prosecutor that prosecutes in five different counties, it's going to be very difficult for that office to make five meetings. And if we did it regionally, again, the more people that are involved and everybody's hectic schedules, I think it'll be very difficult if you do it on a larger scale. We could also join, the COG was talking about having a regional program as well. I believe there'll be a meeting tomorrow or the next day about that. So again, we may have an option to do something different, but as of yesterday, we just wanted to get the program in place.
Well, you make a good point about the ability to meet and meet expeditiously. You may be better off going alone.
Yes.
Going alone without the other people involved.
Correct. And again, there'll be a component of this where they discuss cases and so forth. And so, you know, if you're on a team through COG with counties several miles away from you, I'm not sure how that will unfold and how they'll get to talk about all the cases.
True.
But we're fortunate. We don't have a lot of these type of cases. And the sheriff pointed that out in commissioner's court. We're very, very fortunate.
That's true. That's true. You know, this is not something that it's going to be there every day. Other things on the agenda? I don't remember. Canvass the vote.
We did. I believe that was the last thing that we did. And that was one thing that I'd never done. So it took a little bit of education on that aspect. Miss Jones helped all of us to figure out the numbers and so forth, how they're set in there. But we got it done.
Okay, good. And we move on. You're meeting today to talk about redistricting.
Correct.
You're going to meet again on Friday.
Correct. That will do interviews for the county attorney position.
Okay.
And then hopefully we'll announce the week after that.
Okay, very good.
So we've sure been missing Mr. Mark Marshall.
Get a county attorney up and going. Other things, trimming the trees around the courthouse.
Yes, that was we had tons of big limbs falling down and it was turning into be a hazard. We were all concerned of someone getting hurt. Every little windstorm that came through, it seemed like a bigger branch began to fall. Commissioner Anderson, she took charge of that job and talked to a few people and finally decided with I believe it was Angelo Tree Experts is who is doing the job. I know there are several local people in town that trim trees, and I had a couple of people that inquired about it. The one person I spoke to when I told them what the quote was for the, I believe it was 17 to 19 trees, and they were quoted it at $7,500. They said, Frank, there's no way I could touch a job that big for that amount of money. Mm-hmm. So that made me feel comfortable with it. Mm-hmm. Another thing, we wanted to make sure that the person doing the job was insured.
Yes.
So the second person I talked to, they said, well, you know, price-wise, we could do it for that, but I'm not insured, and that's why we can keep our prices lower. And with as many cars that park around there and people that are walking down the sidewalk, none of us wanted to go with a company that was not insured.
Yeah.
So all the commissioners discussed the urgency of the matter, I think, betweens themselves, and just decided to go ahead and go with this company.
Okay. We're ready. Ready. The it's going to be an interesting period of time now. And as we said, the filing period for anyone who wants to run for office, and it looks like the latest I read is that the primary elections will probably go off on time.
So far.
They're expecting that the primary in March, and there was always this question of, will the legislature get the redistricting finished in time? Will there be any serious lawsuits to stop it? And the expectation is that they're probably not going to be stopped.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything
contrary
to that.
I gather that the way the redistricting was done by the legislature, there aren't any really egregious, obvious cases where districts are being, you know, gerrymandered just to benefit one particular person or one particular party. It pretty much maintains the status quo, and then that's sort of hard to argue with.
Right, and it may have been because all of the population levels across the state went up, and there may not have been any question or doubt that it had to be done. So,
but as we said, the county judge is up this time in all counties.
Yes.
And District 2 and 4, right?
I believe that's correct. And then we've got several county officials. You mean precinct?
Precinct 2 and 4.
Correct.
Yeah.
And I believe our district clerk and treasurer, and it seems like everybody except for two, and it may have been just the two county commissioner seats that are not up this go around.
Could be. But it's going to be an interesting time.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Very good. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. County Judge Frank Truel with us this morning here on the morning program. We'll be back with more in just a moment.
Thank you for listening to the KNEL Radio Podcast. Be sure to tune in live to KNEL 95.3 FM and KNEL 1490 AM and KNELradio.com. For more KNEL Radio Podcast, including KNEL Sports, visit KNELradio.com homepage and click on the podcast of your choice to listen, download, and enjoy. KNEL Radio Podcast, making a difference. Thank you for listening today.